Greetings, 91 Weekers. Pastor George with you again as we reach another milestone in the form of week number 80. That means we have 12 weeks left after this, and therefore should complete this journey by mid-November, Lord willing. I hope my commentaries since taking over for Pastor Rock have been beneficial for you. I really have no way of knowing because I don't see any of you personally anymore, and there's no easy way to receive feedback. That being said, if there's anything you'd like to share with me, good or bad, please flip me an email and let me know. My email address is george.furman, F-U-R-M-A-N, at acac.net. And if you forget that, you can also find it on our website under Ministry Leaders. Well, enough about that. This week's reading keeps us solely in the book of Revelation, chapters 3 through 19. Now, this book holds special significance for me personally because it was really the first book of the Bible I ever read on my own. I should also note that when I did read it back then, I had not yet committed my life to Jesus at that point. Therefore, this book sort of began my journey of faith and was very strategic in leading me to eventually repent and follow Jesus. That was roughly 30 years ago. And since then, I've read this book many times and it just never gets old. And when I do read it, I find myself longing for the end times to get here quickly. Because often we get so wrapped up in this life that we neglect to long for or strive for the next life. And this book is a reminder that the next life is going to be so much better than this one if you belong to Jesus. That being said, like the past few weeks, there really are transformational principles galore to be discovered in our reading this week. And as usual, we don't have time to look for and address them all. So what I want to do is point out two things today, and they include an assignment. Now, let me preface this by saying one of the most important things we can do as believers, as a regular part of our walk with Jesus, is to regularly examine ourselves honestly in light of Scripture. In other words, we should live lifestyles of self-examination, spending time alone with God and asking the Spirit of God to examine our hearts and reveal to us anything that we need to work on or confront in order to grow closer to Him in our relationship with Him. Remember, relationship building takes time and effort, and the same is true of our relationship with God. So, for our time today, I want to point you toward chapters 2 and 3 in Revelation. Now, I know chapter 2 was part of our reading last week, but what I really want to focus on are the seven letters to the seven churches, because Jesus addressed these churches personally. But not only that, and this is kind of sobering, really, He warned five of the seven churches to repent or else. So your assignment for this week, should you be willing to accept it, is simple. As you read through the remainder of the seven letters, examine them closely in light of your own life, particularly the areas where Jesus admonishes the churches and warns them to repent. Do you find yourself in those admonishments anywhere? And if so, get alone with God to repent and do something about it. Don't permit whatever you discover to continue festering in your life. Otherwise, it will become a stumbling block in your walk with Him if it hasn't already. Secondly, as you read each of these letters, pay close attention to the ending of each one, particularly the victorious statements, as I'll call them. And then write each one down. For example, to the first church in Ephesus, found in chapter 2, verse 7, Jesus said this, "To everyone who is victorious, I will give fruit from the tree of life in the paradise of God." Now write each of those statements down and examine them collectively. Read them one after another. What do you see or what do you hear God saying to you? And what does Jesus mean for you to be victorious anyway? As we finish out our lives and walk closely with Jesus, we must be committed to persevere to the end and overcome. And there is great reward for those who do. Jesus said in Matthew 24:13, "But the one who perseveres to the end will be saved." Some translations say endure to the end or stand firm to the end. And in Luke 21:19, Jesus said, "By your patient endurance, you will gain your souls." Look, as followers of Jesus, we cannot afford to coast to the finish line. We've got to keep pedaling, and some of it's going to be uphill. We must remain committed to finishing this race strong, otherwise we may drift away off course and lose our way. So take heed to what Jesus said to the seven churches in these two chapters, because his words are for us as much as they were for those churches back then. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. This is Pastor George. Have a great week.